Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called It's Tough to Lose Your Balloon. It's tough to lose your balloon. Anybody who has ever been at a place where you've been given a balloon and it has accidentally been taken away by the wind or you've let go of it on accident can tell you that that is a true statement. But this story was written by Jarrett J. Krasulska, and it is read today by Mommy and... What's your name? Who are you? A cat. He's meowing and making all kinds of interesting noises. Are you a cat? Yeah. Ooh, sounds like a very big cat. Well, my big cat, I hope you enjoy this story. Hopefully you will understand what it's like to have a balloon. Are you ready? Perfect. Here we go.
It's tough to lose your balloon,
says the little boy, and we see him. Maybe he's at the zoo or the park or something, and he has a beautiful red balloon, and whoops, it slipped right out of his hand and into the sky.
But it'll make Grandma smile from the sky.
Brilliant. You see, if you've let go of your balloon and an airplane happens to be going by and your grandma maybe is in that airplane and she sees that balloon, she'll go, oh, look, a balloon, and smile.
It's sad to drop your sandwich in the sand.
Oh, imagine you're at a picnic and you have your favorite sandwich and you drop your sandwich and, oh no, sand is in the peanut butter. You can't eat it now.
But it'll make some seagulls very happy.
Oh, yes. They'll fight over it. Mine.
It's biodegradable.
It is biodegradable.
It's never fun when you break a toy, but you'll have fun fixing it with Grandpa.
Oh, aren't Grandpas good at fixing things? Or sometimes Dads. Or uncles, or, I don't know, moms fix things too, don't we?
Mm-hmm. It's the worst to have wet shoes.
In the picture, we can see a girl who has stepped in a puddle. Ugh.
But it's the best to go barefoot.
Oh, she's got a big, beautiful grassy field that she's in, and she has decided to just boot those socks and shoes and enjoy the fresh green grass with her toes.
It's frustrating when your ice cream melts.
Oh, that is really hard.
But your cone will make a great hat for your scoop.
Oh, you know, that's a really good idea. In the picture, we can see his ice cream was starting to melt. So he got a bowl and a spoon, and he put his ice cream cone right into his bowl with the ice cream cone sticking straight up. And it looks like a little hat on his ice cream. How smart and clever.
It hurts to get a scrape.
Ooh, this boy has fallen off the monkey bars and scratched his knee.
But you'll get a cool bandage. It might even glow in the dark.
And he does have a really cool looking band-aid on. Do you know, I like to carry band-aids with me that are all different kinds of colors or different kinds of animals or shapes or characters on them. Just in case.
It's scary when you have a new babysitter. But you get to stay up late.
Oh, do you know, finding someone who will be able to stay with you when your mom and dad go do something is not always easy. But sometimes you end up with someone who's kind of amazing and really easy to get along with and fun to be with. Like this character, this lady's with the, in the picture we can see this lady is having a great time with the kid here who has to be babysat. It is very nice to know that your parents will come back. So when life gives you rain, look for the rainbow. So it's like another saying that says, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Have you ever heard that before? Yeah. It means when you have something bad happen, you can still choose to look on the bright side of life. You can still choose to find the good thing, even if you're in a bad situation. Well, lemons tend to be, the question that he asked me, friends, is how are lemons bad? And I would say that the lemons are typically sour and tart and can kind of make you go, ugh, if you bite into one. But if you mix it with some sugar and some water, then now it's lemonade. And people like lemonade. It's refreshing and tart and sweet. And that makes it pretty good, huh? Well, anyways, all this to say, look on the bright side of life. Even when things go wrong, there's something good you can find. Always look for that. And when you focus on the good things, friends, that's the most beautiful thing of all. Right? So go out there and look for the good. Find the good things. Make it a game. And that is... The cat has spoken. The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.